And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. Thanks for hanging out. This is Morning Coffee, the daily show, where we just talk about things that motivate me, motivate you, hopefully will help you to get in the right mode, in the right headspace today, and keep going. If you didn't check it out yesterday, I had a little interview with Robert Watson, which we typically do on Wednesday, going through his book, Ars Victorious. We talked about practice yesterday. Nikki, what's going on? If you guys want to join the chat, head over to Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley on YouTube. Getting close to, 3,300 subscribers over there. Been quite a journey on there, but just trying to grow it there and trying to get more people involved in the situation. If you are a Patreon, which we have a couple of Patreons, Anna and Nikki over there, they got some bonus coverage. So you get to get a little bit of updated episodes where, like yesterday, I put a little bit on the, after we stopped recording with Robert, Robert and I had a little conversation after that. And I put that on the back end. So you got another 10, 15 minutes of the conversation, which we don't say a lot of things that we, you know, there's kind of some things that we won't talk about there. So good morning, CC over on TikTok or YouTube. Thanks for hanging. Coffee motivates me as well. It gets me going. It gets me excited to get, or not excited, but you know, it gets you going because the caffeine just helps. I'm wearing my Cactus League hat today because I got lucky enough to go down to Arizona, watch a Giants game. They picked up a couple days later, Blake Snell, who is a former Cy Young Award winner and stuff. So pretty freaking dope. Nikki, I don't know if you get a notification. Usually, I'll have to check and see how that works, but typically on Patreon, you'll get a notification in your email. Well, at least I do from Jay's, so I haven't done one in a while, but yeah, go over there and check it out. Hear that little back-end conversation. You know, today was, it's kind of cool. I'm wearing this because, well, I love the Giants, and I just got back from Arizona, and a couple days ago, Tuesday, I was watching Deuce is Wild. You can watch it on your phone, which is Deuce is Wild is a podcast with Eric Burns, who plays what's up in for, or he used to play for the Diamondbacks and a couple other teams, and Will Clark, my favorite baseball player. And they were talking about practice, and we talked about practice yesterday and how these guys that, like, even Will Clark, he's talking about how he's been retired for many years and he's still outside hitting baseballs because he wants to get better at what he's doing every single day. Well, that goes into life too. And we talked about practicing those things and being a better, whatever it is you're being, and you must practice in order to make that happen. A lot of times we forget to practice, or we think that it's just going to happen right away. And it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. You are not good at something automatically. Just like I'm not good at podcasting, like I'm getting better every single day, but to be a better talker, I ran into someone yesterday that says, I don't know how you do it. You just get on there. You just talk. To be a better talker, what do? You talk. So the podcast for a long time was about interviews and interviewing people and talking to them about how they did what they did and how they made themselves better and how they created that success, because that's what it was about. And I want to help people see that. And you know, the interviewing process was more of a me sitting there, ask a question, listen, and don't say anything. And so I started thinking about it, and the morning coffee thing is a daily reflection on what's going on in my day, you know, and how I can continue to keep moving forward and doing those things. But I think we get lost in that. Like, we don't reflect enough. We don't journal enough. We don't talk about the things that we did yesterday or think about the things that motivate us today and like how they affect us. And it's funny because every situation that I'm in, I relate that back to my life and back to how it has helped me and where it has brought me. So it's been an interesting situation for my life, because as I reflect on who I am, I start to think about that. It's like, what is the lesson that could be learned in every situation that I am? And there is bad situations and there's good situations. And what are the life lessons in that? What has made me better? What has honed the skills that I have and allowed me to be better? And so it's pretty crazy. It's pretty interesting to see how that works out. I will check the Patreon too to see. There might be a notification. I can make it so that a notification comes out, but also check your spam. But it's there and you know where to find it. So what I kind of do typically is I will go through like things that motivate me. I'll see like quotes or things like that. If this is the first time you're joining, and just kind of go through and see how they relate to me, how I think about them, how they move me to do that. And, you know, and then I kind of post on my story on Instagram. If you haven't followed me on Instagram there, I'm pretty much everywhere. You can follow me anywhere you want. But go and look on, Instagram at west.tankersley, same as what it is on TikTok here, and check it out. And you'll see some of these things and what I'm talking about. If you need it, if you heard something that you really, you know, moved you like these things do to me, it's a party over here. It's party over YouTube. Yep, exactly. And then I'll post a song that kind of motivates me. Nikki and I do Motivational Music Hour every single week, and she has a playlist that she's put together for the Motivational Music Hour, but not every single week. I say that, but we do it mostly every other Wednesday. We're doing it 3 weeks in a row this week. So next week you can catch us here on TikTok. It's at like 4:30, maybe, if I get done with work. Otherwise, 5 Mountain Time, 7 Eastern. And we just go through and music that moves us. We each play 4 songs and we get to listen to them and talk about them. And yeah, it's a good thing. You kind of get those motivational things that we find motivating in music, and it can be anything. Okay, so let's get started here. There's a couple quotes here that I found this morning. We'll go through those and then we'll get going on to our day. I saw this one this morning. It says, if it's getting harder, you're getting closer. Don't quit. It's time to shine. I talked yesterday with Robert about my daughter, and she wants to exercise. She wants to, like, hasn't really realized what it's going to take. You know, she wants to be more active. And so I sat down with her and I talked to her a little bit. She always keeps talking about how she feels like she's overweight. There's this, there's that. These are the struggles that we all go through. And I'm like, well, if you truly feel that way, let's talk about it. I'm not going to tell you that you're overweight. I'm not going to tell you that you need to exercise more. I'm not going to tell you, you know, there's healthy things that you can do, but I want to show you as a former teacher what you can do to make that better. So, and she's only 10, and we sat down and we talked about the metabolic rate, right? Like how much your body burns in calories and things like that, and how eating certain things costs this much, like what a calorie is and what a calorie does and all that stuff. And so she went through her day and wrote down all the calories that she burned. I pulled up a resting metabolic rate calculator and showed her how many calories her body burns sedentary, and just kind of gave her an idea of what it was, hoping that she kind of made those two connections that if I eat this much or eat these things that aren't good for you, then these things over here, you know, like if this number is higher than this number, then what happens? You gain weight. If you go outside and you exercise, you can burn some of those calories off so you can eat some of those things that you want to eat. And just, you know, kind of like a lesson out of it, because I was a health and a PE teacher, so I know a little bit about that. I've also struggled with my weight my whole life. So it's something that I think, you know, instead of just going, dude, go exercise, dude, don't eat that, dude, you know, just like, don't do these things, understand why, so that you can make a healthy decision or a choice or things like that. But you got to be careful, because, you know, you could create something that you don't need to create with that. So I want her to make the decision on her own. Anyway, she gets on the treadmill and she starts going. I told her, you know, we figured out how many she had and what she had to, you know, how she would have to do that. But I wanted to show her. I'm like, you're going to go 5 minutes on the elliptical, and then we're going to see how many calories that burns. So you can kind of see, this is what it takes to make that happen. This is what you have to do in order to, you know, burn off that 100 calorie bag of cookies you ate or something like that. And so she gets on there for 5 minutes and she burned 35 calories. And she's like, oh my gosh, that was hard. I was like, well, the thing is that that means that you're getting stronger. She woke up the next morning, she was in pain. You know, she was sore. She doesn't know what sore is like. She doesn't understand that being sore is a byproduct of working hard, and that you have to be a little bit sore to get stronger. And so I explained that to her. But the thing is when it gets harder, we all want to quit, right? We want to stop. And so as that happens, I told her, I go, it's going to get harder. It's not going to be easy. Tomorrow, I want you to do 6 minutes. The next day, I want you to do 7 minutes, or the next week, you know, like add that to it, because your body will get used to it and your body will understand that you're working hard and it won't be as useful at 5 minutes if you do it every day. Anyway, those were kind of the things that we're going through. And I kept telling her, don't quit. It's, you know, it's going to get hard. Keep going. Another one I ran into this morning, about going further, about moving forward. Yes, you may still have a long way to go, but gosh, who uses gosh? You may still have a long way to go, but how far have you seen how far you've gone? Have you seen how far you've come? And we may be sitting there, and as we've talked about before, you know, you got to zoom out, look at the big picture, kind of decide where you want to be, and then work your way up to that. So zoom back in, see where that's at, and you have to keep moving forward. But when you sit back and you look at it, there's sometimes like this reflection thing. Like, I had to teach kids how to reflect on their work when I was a high school teacher. And kids hate reflecting. Kids hate thinking about the things that they've done because it's so monotonous to them. They've already done it. But one of the biggest tools that I've ever had is reflecting on what I've done. And when you're trying to reach out for something, you look at the perspective of the things. Like, think about the YouTube channel that I have. I told you that it's like 20, I can't remember how many there are. I have to look. It's like 2,300, I think, or 3,300 or something like that, as far as followers go. But I started at one, and I want to get to a million, but I started at one. How hard was it to get to two? How hard was it to get to three? How hard was it to get past 100? How hard was it to get past 1,000? You're going to go far. But remember, you did all that, those steps before, and reflect on those steps that you took in order to get where you are. You may not be where you want to be, but you've done so much work and you've gotten so far. Keep going. I really like this one. I thought this one was kind of cute. It's kind of funny because we think about this as we're younger, we have a lot more confidence. When we start to realize that things, you know, people are judging us, things can go wrong. I look at like my daughter and the innocence of her drawing and how well she does. And then there's people who just want to knock her down all the time. You lose confidence when people start talking trash about you. And you have to realize that if you can just kind of let that go and understand that people are just sad and they want to make other people feel bad who are successful, you'll learn this one. So I'm not going to talk too much about this, but whatever you do, do it with the confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman shirt. Think about that. I got a two-year-old, but the confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman shirt. How confident is that kid? How confident does that kid think he is? They can do anything, and they're 4 years old, and they don't understand that other people, you don't have that feeling yet that other people are judging you and will stop you from trying to do the things that you want to do. So have that confidence. Have no worries. Have no fear. Keep going. And remember that kid, that four-year-old in the Batman suit. All right. You won't get much done if you only hustle on the days you feel good. Impossible dreams demand work ethic. Impossible work ethic. I have to tell you this morning again. So I've made excuses over and over again about not getting up and doing the show, about being tired, about not wanting to be here, about not wanting to get out here because I'm so tired. And quite frankly, last night my son woke up. I had to rock him for like an hour. He still didn't go back to sleep. He screamed himself to sleep because that's what he does. And we need to figure out a way to stop him from doing that. But I always make that excuse that, you know what? I'm too tired. I can't do it. And the problem is that I'm not using my own words as example. And I just need to get out here and do it. But no matter how tired I am, I've said that I'm going to do this. So I need to come out here and do it. It isn't going to be fun, but it is one of those things that is tough to do because I'm so tired. Stop making excuses. It doesn't really matter. Figure out a way to get it done. You want it bad enough, you're going to do it no matter what. Get those hours in. Get that practice in. Get that work done. We got two more. This one I thought was really cool because this is something that I've seen multiple times and I really like it. It's got a picture of Oscar the Grouch. If you don't know who Oscar the Grouch is, you need to watch Sesame Street. because I used to. And he's this grouch that lives in a garbage can, basically. And this is the kind of inspirational message that I need. And it says, just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things. It's called a garbage can, not a garbage can't. So think about that. Your situation does not define who you are. You may think that you're garbage, but that doesn't mean that you can't get out of, you cannot change. You cannot become something else. You can recycle yourself. You can reinvent the wheel. You can be more than what you want to be, but you have to be willing to do that. And you can't do that by not doing it, by not doing anything, you know? So remember that it's a garbage can. So if you're garbage, if you like your garbage, you can do it. Last one we got here before we roll out on this awesome Thursday. The toughest opponent you will ever face is your own self-doubt. Beat him and you'll be unstoppable. At the end of the day, it's only you versus your endless potential. You are your toughest opponent. You are the hardest person on yourself. I've said it before, you are your biggest bully. You nitpick, you trash yourself, you talk bad about yourself. You have the choice to talk good about yourself and build yourself up and understand that you can make anything happen. Anything is possible. But you have to be willing to get past the fact that failure is a part of life. You got to be working harder every single day. The moment that you give up, the moment that you stop working, is the moment that it is over for you. Get out there today and make it happen. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.